You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
You are listening to World and Wars with me, Aditi Prasad. It's your daily dose of triumphs, tragedies, and untold stories of global conflicts. Gaza is at the epicenter of violence in the Middle East. Over 9,900 people have been killed over the last 30 days inside Gaza. Now, the immediate provocation for this Israeli onslaught on Gaza was, of course, the Hamas's surprise assault on October 7th. But at the heart of this conflict lies history, a history of displacement, occupation, geopolitics, and unfulfilled promises. In this episode, we explain the seven key events that have shaped this deadly flare-up in the Middle East. While the row over Palestine had been festering for a while, 1947 witnessed a major milestone. The UN voted for Palestine to be split into separate Jewish and Arab states, with Jerusalem becoming an international city. Now, this plan was accepted by Jewish leaders, rejected by the Arabs. In 1948, the State of Israel was born, while the UN had recommended that 55% of Palestine be earmarked for a Jewish state, Zionist militias and the Israeli army ultimately took control of 78%, displacing and expelling lakhs of Palestinians living there for decades. Now, neighboring Arab states refused to recognize Israel as a legitimate country and instead declared war on it in solidarity with the Palestinians. In 1949, Israel signed armistices, agreeing its border with neighboring Arab states. More than 750,000 Palestinians, roughly three-quarters of the population, had been turned into refugees. Their dispossession came to be known as Nakba, which translates into catastrophe in Arabic. Many refugees fled to the two parts of Palestine that were not absorbed by Israel, the West Bank, which was subsequently annexed by Jordan in 1950, and the Gaza Strip, which came under Egyptian control. Now, the Nakba had a massive demographic impact on the Gaza Strip, a tiny 41-kilometer by 13-kilometer stretch of territory with a population of 80,000 people absorbed more than 200,000 refugees. Then came 1956. The Gaza Strip became a key battleground in the 1956 Suez Crisis. Britain, France, and Israel launched an attack on Egypt after President Gamal Abdel Nasser nationalized the Suez Canal Company. Now, Israel occupied Gaza, but the US and UN forced it to withdraw troops early in 1957. However, there was no peace treaty after the conflict, and tensions between Egypt and Israel remained high, setting the stage for the next big conflict. The next big conflict was the 1967 war, also known as the Six-Day War. This reshaped the Middle East and established Israel as a dominant military power in the region. But of course, with the help of US. The conflict started after Egypt closed the Straits of Tiran to Israeli vessels amid disagreements over water rights. Syria and Jordan also joined the conflict. Over 6 days of war in June 1967, Israel defeated the Arab coalition of Egypt, Jordan and Syria. Israeli forces captured Golan Heights from Syria, the West Bank from Jordan, and the Gaza Strip and the Sinai Desert from Egypt. And with this started the long occupation of the two parts of Palestine which had not been taken over in 1948, which is the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. During the 1970s, Israel deployed measures aimed at compelling Palestinians to leave Gaza for the West Bank, Egypt, Jordan, and even the Americas. Successive Israeli governments also moved their own citizens into settlements in both the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. Israel, under Ariel Sharon, eventually withdrew all 21 settlements in 2005, but retained control over the Strip's land, sea, and air borders. Come 1973, Egypt and Syria launched a simultaneous attack on Israel on October 6, 1973. The main aim was to force Israel to the negotiating table to cede control of the Sinai Peninsula and Golan Heights. The war, which commenced on Yom Kippur, the holiest day in Judaism, was a shock to the Israelis, who were caught unprepared. After quickly depleting its munitions, Israel turned to the U.S. While initially reluctant, then U.S. President Nixon sent supplies and equipment to Israel when he found out that the Soviet Union was helping Egypt and Syria. While an unbrokered ceasefire ended the fighting a few weeks later, it was only in 1978 that Egypt and Israel, with the help of the then United States President Jimmy Carter, arrived at a framework for lasting peace in the Camp David Accords. In December 1987, an Israel army truck crashed into a car in Gaza, killing four Palestinians. The incident sparked the beginning of what is now known as the First Intifada, or uprising. This eventually spread across the whole of the Gaza Strip and the West Bank. Palestinians in both occupied territories boycotted Israeli goods, refused to pay taxes, and withdrew their labor from Israeli employers. Israeli army vehicles and soldiers were also targeted. This First Intifada shook Israel's assumption that most Palestinians were passive. Between 1993 and 1995, the Israeli and Palestinian leaders signed the Oslo Accords, a set of agreements designed to pave the way for a full peace deal. It allowed for limited Palestinian autonomy in parts of the occupied territories, with the establishment of a Palestinian authority in Gaza. The Palestinians recognized the state of Israel, and Israel recognized its historical enemy, the Palestine Liberation Organization, as the sole representative of the Palestinian people. However, cracks appeared soon. Then opposition leader Benjamin Netanyahu called Oslo a mortal threat to Israel. The Israelis also accelerated their project to settle Jews in occupied Palestinian territories. In 2007, Hamas gained prominence as many Palestinians became increasingly disillusioned with the Palestinian Authority's corrupt and ineffectual leadership. In 2006, Hamas won Palestinian parliamentary elections, winning 44% of the vote. The result was rejected by the US and much of the Western world. The West instead backed Fatah, led by Palestinian Authority's Mahmoud Abbas. Following intra-Palestinian fighting in 2007, Hamas took control of the Gaza Strip. In response, Israel imposed a blockade on it. Egypt largely supported the blockade, which meant Gaza's people were hemmed into a tiny stretch of land with no access to the outer world. Since then, Palestinians in Gaza have faced continued violence, particularly with massive Israeli bombing campaigns in 2008, 2012, 2014, and 2021. However, the current war has exceeded all of them in terms of bloodshed. And with both sides not ready to budge, there is a fear of a larger regional conflict that could envelop the Middle East. This is me signing off now. If you have any queries, reach out to me at the rate of Prasadadithi on X. This podcast was produced by Deeksha Chaurasia, edited by Sanju Abraham. Meet you in the next episode. Ciao.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.